Hello, everyone. Welcome to Roll Out, an actual play podcast set in the Transformers universe. My name is Robert Kerr, and I'm your host and GM of the show. Guys, I'm really excited to have you join us for our very first episode of the show. I've been thinking about the story I want to tell with my brother and planning this for quite some time, so it's really exciting to actually get to record it. I'm planning to release an extra podcast episode talking more about the background and the world that this campaign takes place in. I want to do that mainly because in this first episode, we don't really do a lot of exposition. We pretty much dive right into the action. So if you want to give that a listen before listening to this, if you want to know a little more about the world and the imagined history, you can go ahead and listen to that. Or if you just kind of want to dive in and get your feet wet, you can listen to this episode first. In any case, I hope you enjoy this first episode of Rollout. Let's get to the game. Hi, everyone. My name's Robert Kerr. Welcome to Roll Out, a TTRPG actual play that uses the Mecha Hack. Like I said, my name's Robert Kerr, and I am joined by my brother.
Hello, yeah, I'm Stuart.
That's Stuart. Hey, Stu.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. Just having a totally natural conversation here.
Yeah, that's fine too, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this, like I said, this is an actual play. It is using the Mecha Hack, which is kind of a rules light system. It's a D20 system. You roll under a target number for most of your checks. And this is actually the first time that we've played the system. So Rollout is based on the Mecha Hack, and it's set in the Transformers universe. One thing that's really common among the comics and cartoons is that there's not much in common between the storylines. So if you have five different Transformers cartoons, a lot of times you have five different versions of Earth, five different versions of events that happen, and even different versions of characters. So ours is going to be set in an alternate history where Transformers came to Earth. We'll unpack that more as we go along, but for right now, Stu, let's hear a little bit about your character, who he is, and about his mech.
All right, so obviously he is a human, and his name is Adrian Burnson, and he is about, he's a guy around maybe 5'8 in height, brown hair, kind of average looking, except when he was younger, as a child, he had a sickness of sort. He thinks he has smallpox. He doesn't remember very well. It's kind of what his parents described it as. He has quite a few pock marks on his face. So he's a bit of a shy person, a little insecure about that. But he's discovering now, as we'll see in this adventure, that he has quite a bit of talent for piloting these mysterious mechs. And that his skills are very useful for scouting and fighting and whatever other duties he'll be asked to complete.
Very cool. All right. So if we didn't cover or explain earlier, in the Mecha Hack, you fight using giant robots, giant mech suits. And I felt like that went really hand in hand with Transformers. And so this is a campaign that kind of tries to blend the two things together. So with that, I feel like we can just jump in. So let's get started. So Adrian, you are currently crouched behind several shipping containers at a port in New Orleans. It is nighttime. You can see very little of the surrounding area. You can hear, though, the lapping of the water against the docks. And from what you can see, you are in a large, relatively open area. There's other shipping containers stacked up nearby. that create a small labyrinth around this sort of open central area. Across the way, you can see an enormous warehouse just dimly lit by a few lights. And as you are standing there, you can see, dimly outlined by the sensors inside of your mecha cockpit, the shape of a Rise mecha. Now, as you know, the Rise are a part of a terrorist organization. Their targets include raids on military transports and technology. And you are currently on assignment. So what's your reaction as you are, you see this mech?
Well, Agent Droll is as a scout or perhaps a soldier of sorts. So he's taking a look. Let's assess quickly what the threat level is right now. Is this mech facing towards him? Can he sneak past it? Does he need to go for an attack? So he's going to take a look a little bit closer. Maybe get a little bit closer to take a look on what's going on here. Where this other mech is heading, or what its intentions are.
Yeah, sure. So, at the moment, you are in cover. You can see that this mech is stealthily approaching the warehouse across the way. You were sent here on assignment with your team because you got a tip that Rise Mecha, or Rise, the organization, were planning to steal valuable military resources that were being shipped to New Orleans. This is one of the stopover points. Your rest of your team is holed up inside the warehouse with the resources in question, with the shipping container, and you were out scouting around the warehouse, just keeping an eye out for enemy mecha. So what's your reaction when you see this mech come around the corner?
Well, as a scout, the first reaction is to inform the others, hopefully without alerting the enemy that I've seen them. So I go ahead and get on the comms to let the current commanding officers know that there is a bogey out here.
Okay, cool. So you get on the comms to contact your team. Your teammates include Mariah Harris. She pilots a brawler mech, and she usually tends to take point on missions, although she's not technically your commanding officer. So she's probably the person that you chat with. So you get in the comms. How do you talk to her?
Mariah, we have an enemy out here. It seems to be an enemy mech with the Rise group.
All right. Do you see any other mechs out there?
No, not yet. This is the only one I've seen so far. Let me take a look around and see if there are any other compatriots.
All right, keep us posted.
Roger.
Cool. So this mech has come around the corner. If you want to avoid being seen by him, you need to either activate your cloaking field or hide. So you can either test mobility, or if you have a module to cloak yourself, you can use that.
We're going to go ahead and use the cloaking field.
Okay, cool.
All right. It says that when I do that, though, I'll need to roll my reactor die.
Awesome. So go ahead and roll that. Now, within the system, your reactor die is rolled a lot of times if you take critical damage or if you're using a special move. And if you roll a 1 on your reactor die, it downgrades to a lower size. So if you had a D6, it'd become a D4. And then if it gets to the lowest and you roll a 1 or 2, then your mecha overheats. So anyways, what did you roll?
I rolled a 1.
Ta-da! All right. So your reactor gets downgraded to a D4. Okay. Although nothing bad happens right now, but if you roll a 1 or 2 on that die for a later reactor roll, you will overheat.
Okay.
So lots of fun. As you are standing there, your comms crackle to life again, and you can hear the voice of Dylan Donnelly. Dylan is piloting a hulking behemoth of a mech. It's a Titan class. And he contacts you over the comms. Gosh. He contacts you over the comms.
Hey, did any of you guys actually catch what we're supposed to be protecting?
I don't know. They just said it was classified. I was just happy to get out of the simulators for once. Let us know as soon as you see something.
Yeah, give me a moment. Still looking around.
All right, cool. So you did successfully cloak, and you are hidden from any other mechs that would be in the area, even if they get within close range. As you're watching, you see two other mechs creeping forward from cover to cover. They seem to be moving and closing in around the warehouse where your teammates and the target is. And one other descriptive detail that I forgot to mention earlier, this warehouse is along the waterfront. So you have a pretty clear space around the warehouse, but if you went north, you'd come to the waterfront, and there's a small like area before you'd be in the water between the warehouse and the waterfront. So.
Okay, Maria, we have two more coming up. All three of them are approaching stealthily towards the warehouse.
All right, excellent. What's the game plan here? Do you want to try and engage them right away?
If you're asking for my assessment, it'd be good if we let them approach a little closer, then spring the trap on them, per se.
All right, that sounds good. Give us a signal when you're in position, and we'll rush them.
All right.
Excellent. All right. So you can see the these mechs are moving closer and closer to the warehouse, and they get to a point where they have to leave cover. And it looks like they're about to do that. Right now, they're probably, I don't know if you have your chart with the different range bands. You probably have been following along, so they're probably at near range to you and far, probably about far from the warehouse itself. They have to cross a lot of open ground.
All right. Adrian gets back on the comms. He says, Mariah and the others, I think it's about time. You should probably just get moving now. They're about to approach you in fairly good range now. I'll be right behind them to hopefully do a pincer attack.
Let's do it.
Good thing.
The door on the warehouse flies open, and a red mech that you recognize as Mariah's barrels out. Behind her is a hulking yellow mech piloted by Dylan, and to the side is another average-sized mech in dark green plating. This one looks almost like it has enormous goggles where its photoreceptors are. I say photoreceptors. I guess that's a Star Wars thing, but I don't know.
Close enough.
So, the mechs come barreling out. I need you to roll for initiative. You can roll against either mobility or system in order to roll for initiative. So whichever's better is probably what you want to do.
All right, and look at Adrian's stats right now, if anyone is curious. His power is 10, mobility 15, system 10, and presence 6. So as a scout, there's quite a bit more mobility, so I'm going to be using that for initiative. And I rolled a 17 to 15, so I think that is a negative, right?
Yeah, so that's a fail. So the way initiative works in the Mecha Hack, anyone who succeeds at the check goes first, then the enemy group goes, and then anyone who failed the check goes afterwards. So In this case, it looks like Dylan and Mariah will be going first, followed by the enemy mechs, and then yourself. Oh, sorry. No, I got that mixed up. Dylan's going with you, and then William, who we haven't introduced, is going first with Mariah.
Okay. Cool. Good thing.
So right now the mechs are at near range. Each turn that you take in the system, you get to use two actions. So Mariah is going to charge forward towards the nearest mech, putting her in close range, and she's going to use an attack. So that's a move action, and that's an attack action. So we'll roll her power. She rolled an 18, which is a miss. Second is Will. Will is piloting the green mech. Will is an engineer, and he is... Let's take a look at... Oh, hold on. Let me look at his loadout here for a second. All right. So here's what I think Will does. Will ducks behind a shipping container that is nearby, giving him cover. And then he uses the reinforce action, which means he can choose a nearby mecha and give them a d6 to their damage roll, their next damage roll. So I think he's going to give that to Mariah for the next turn. The three enemy mecha, the Rise mecha, are near cover. So what they do pretty much in unison is they duck back behind cover and they open fire on Mariah. So she needs to roll mobility to avoid their attacks. So hold on. I'm flipping between two different manuals because my stats were in one and then the enemies were in the other. Okay, cool. So she needs to roll mobility. Stu, will you do me a favor? Will you roll a d20?
Yep, one sec.
Thanks.
The d20 rolled a 3.
Okay, cool. So that's a miss. Miss and hit. So that means that she's going to be taking 1d6 damage. And the enemy mech rolls a 4. That puts her at 7. Okay, cool. So that is the recruit's turn. The Rise recruit's turn. It is now your turn.
Okay. And am I still concealed, or do they know where I am now?
You are still concealed. Since you activated your cloaking generator and didn't attack, then you are concealed.
Very good. That means I can take advantage of my ambush ability, and I get to roll 2d20s and take the better one for my result.
Nice.
I rolled a 1, and no, a 7 and a 20. So completely on the opposite ends there. And that's a success. So with my reckless attack and ambush together, I can do 3d6 of damage, but I'll lose 2 armor points. That's my protection, so.
Dang, all right, yeah, go for it.
3d6. And we have a 5, a 4, and a 1. That totals up to 10 points of damage.
Awesome, all right, cool. So how do you destroy this mecha?
So I give him the signal. My comrades, or comrades, that's too communist. Let's say companions. I give my companions the signal, and they popped out of there. I waited a moment. I didn't have the advantage yet, so I took my time, raised my revolver, aimed my sights at the closest one, and pulled the trigger.
All right, cool. So that destroyed that recruit. I say recruit because the template is the mecha recruit in the book.
Yep.
All right. So that does mean that you're no longer in cover.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a given. But at least we were one down, so.
All right, awesome. And you're at near range to the other two mecha. All right, cool. All right, cool. So last one left is Dylan, who is a Titan class. And let's see.
Could he do a melee attack?
Yeah, he's actually got a ranged weapon. Okay. So. All right, cool. So Dylan is going to use one. All right. So Dylan and his giant Titan mech step out from cover, and he uses his energy shield on Mariah, which gives her a bonus to her defense during the next turn. He has to roll his reactor die. Rolled a 6, so he does not downgrade his die. And then he's going to use his chain gun on the nearest recruit. So let's roll that. And he rolled a 16, which is not enough. His power's 11, so his attack goes wide. So Dylan steps out, shields Mariah. He has a little device that he like pulls out from his mech and just tosses it to her, and it lands on the ground. Or, no. I feel like it would land on... So this is what happens. He pulls out a little device and tosses it, and it lands on the back of her mecha, and this energy bubble forms around her. The shimmery ball of energy. It's not... The charge doesn't last for super long, but it's enough to defend her, and she tends to be a very hands-on kind of brawler. And then he pulls out his two-handed chain gun and just lets that baby rip, but it doesn't hit anything. The two mecha duck back under cover, and they are not hit.
Okay.
All right, cool. So it's top of the round, which means that Mariah is going to attack. She charges forward to close range and makes a roll. 16. 16 is not enough to hit. In the meantime, the engineer, William, he pulls out his scatter gun and makes an attack. He rolls a 16 and misses, and he's going to roll his reactor die so that he can do a second attack. 3 does not downgrade. He rolls it again. 2! Haha! That is a hit. So he gets to roll his damage against this recruit, and he adds 2 because it's a heavy weapon. 3, 4, 5. Very nice. So he pops out from behind cover, this green mech, William in his green mech, and he's got his scatter gun, and he's got it in both hands, and he opens fire and hits one of the Rise mechs and deals 5 points of damage. All right, so it's now back to you.
All right, I turn my sights to that same mech, hoping to finish it off. I once again raise my revolver and take a shot. I'm no longer in cover, so I no longer have that advantage, but still be a decent shot.
Okay, we'll see. To be clear, you're hitting the one that this guy, William just hit, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you're going to try and kill it. All right, yes. Cool. Go ahead and roll it.
I rolled a 2, and that clearly hits. Very nice.
Awesome. Roll your damage.
1d6. We get off 4 points of damage.
Awesome, and that's enough to destroy it. So where does your shot hit that disables this mech?
Let's see. So as this other mech is moving, was it William who just attacked?
Yeah, William stepped out of cover and let his scatter gun go and nailed this guy.
Bam, 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 bam. Nails him in the side. I'm already out of cover, and I pull my blaster out, my revolver, I mean. And I nail him in the other side. So if that was his right side, this would be his left side.
Okay, cool.
And that finishes him off.
He's taking shots on the left side. It jerks him back. And then you come up, you surprise him, flank him, and him on the other side. And the mech just collapses.
Exactly.
Okay, excellent. All right. I might have... Did I forget? Did Mariah go? Did I forget to have her go?
I think she went. I don't recall, though.
I'm trying to remember. That's right, because she moved in range, and then she rolled and whiffed it. So,
yep.
All right, so I think that leaves Dylan.
Yep.
And Dylan's in his Titan. Mm-hmm-hmm-hmm. So Dylan tries to flank the enemy mecha by crossing... out and away to the left from the warehouse, and he's got his chain gun, and he's going to attempt to attack. Now this last recruit is in cover. Oh shoot, wait a sec. I'm sorry, I got this all mixed up. Did the last enemy mech didn't go yet, did he?
Well,
because you were supposed to go after he did, right?
I actually don't know.
Okay, cool. So we'll just pretend that we know what we're doing. So it's the enemy mech's turn. He's now in close range with the with Mariah in their brawler. So he pulls out, uses his shield to try and shield bash her. So Mariah needs to roll her mobility. She rolls a 7, so the attack goes wide. At that moment, hold on. I need to roll something. Let me roll with disadvantage. Okay, cool. So as Mariah is, she comes into close range with this mech and they're trading blows and everything. All of a sudden, a shot from off to the west comes and hits her mech. And let me roll that damage. Yeah, a shot seems to come out of nowhere and hits her mech for 5 damage. So she is down a few more points. And I think I'm going to let her... She's going to take that to her armor. So she is without armor points right now. Mariah gets on the comms.
We have a sniper. Did anyone see where the shot came from?
Adrian quickly takes a look around and tries to perceive where this might have been from. He saw the shot come to the west, so he quickly glances that way. See if he can make out any other creature, any other machine that might have done this.
Okay, you can go ahead and roll me... I think it would be systems.
Okay.
And you roll with disadvantage. Roll with disadvantage. So you roll 2d20 and take the
lower
worst
one?
Result. Worst okay. result.
Gotcha. One sec. There it is. I have an 11 and a 2. The worst result would be an 11. My systems is 10, so I failed.
Okay, cool. So you can't spot him. You can't tell where the shot came from.
No, I don't see where it is. Does anyone else get a look?
No, I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything either.
I'll move out that way, see if I can find him. You guys go ahead and make sure Mariah's okay.
I'm fine. Get back to cover. I'm on it.
All right, so it's the top of the round. So you are not engaged with the final grunt that's there outside the building. So if you want to slip off and try and locate this sniper, you can do that.
And Agent will be doing that. He has a mobility of 15, so he's probably better equipped to get a hold of this guy, hopefully before he either flees or takes another shot. So he rushes towards the west, keeping a lookout to see if he can find this other enemy.
All right, cool. So I think if you... Are you trying to remain hidden?
Nominally, yes. But that's not the highest priority. Highest priority right now is speed.
Sure.
But hidden is nice, but...
Okay, no. But okay, so I need you to decide whether you want to try and cloak or approach with caution. Because if you're not actively trying to hide, there's a chance that the sniper can spot you.
Okay. Are there any good, like, shipping containers, anything they can hide behind, anything like that in this area? Or is it just wide open going west?
Going west, there's more shipping containers. And then this whole section of the dockyard is much lower down by the riverfront. There's an access road in the direction that you're headed. But yeah, quite a drop off. So you suspect that wherever the sniper is coming from up top. You don't know. And to answer your question, yeah, you can use mobility. You can use a mobility check to try and become hidden.
Okay, I'll take more caution than seeing as there's some opportunity to do so. I'll go and use my mobility check. It is a 15. Let's see, d20. There it is. Got it. And I failed. I already got a 16.
All right, cool. So as you're trying to move from shipping containers to shipping containers, it's more difficult because you're in a big honking mech. There's some shipping containers, like stacks of them, that you can kind of duck behind and everything. As soon as you step out from around a corner, though, a blast from a sniper rifle comes barreling towards you. I need you to roll mobility to avoid taking damage.
Okay. This time I got a 4. That should be a success.
All right, cool. So how do you get out of the way of this bolt?
I actually veer to the side a bit, a little bit backwards. Maybe back to the left a bit. Kind of moving as my shoulders are moving back a bit while kind of jumping. I don't know how to describe it. It looks good in my head, but...
jump backwards.
I dodged somehow. I dodged, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, he jumped backwards. That was his fancy move.
And it looks and it nice. Missed.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So the blast hits the concrete near you. You can go ahead and make another systems check to see if you can spot where it came from. And I'm going to remove your disadvantage because he just shot at you.
Well, that's nice. At least I'll get a chance of seeing him, maybe. Still not good enough. An 18.
18. So you still don't know. I'll say, you were so caught off guard, you couldn't tell where it came from. But it definitely, it had to have come from farther, from up. So here's what I'm going to do. Go ahead and roll initiative, because I think this is going to be active combat for you, essentially.
I rolled a 14 against my mobility of 15. That gives me initiative, right?
Yep. So you get to act first. Right now, you are distant from wherever this guy... You don't know exactly where he is, but you can tell you're a ways away. Okay. Right now, you're at distant range. To get there, it would take 3 move actions to be like in the general area where these shots were coming from.
Okay, and he has a height advantage, right? Because it's obviously a shot that's coming down towards me.
Yes.
Yep. Is there anything, looking in that general direction, are there a lot of objects over there that this could be coming from? Or are they just maybe just a couple perches? Or
so
what am I looking at over there?
When you look in that direction, like I said before, this whole part of the dock is on like a lower level.
Okay.
And so a lot of the rest of the surrounding industrial area is quite a ways up.
Okay. So it's not just 1 or 2 perches. I'm more looking at
If you look to, it would be the, basically the south and the southwest. You would you'd basically see a big wall, essentially, where the rest of the city is and the rest of the complex, and up on top of that kind of man-made cliff are a lot of other warehouses and buildings. You're kind of in an industrial part of the town. Okay. And the shots are coming from somewhere over there.
Okay. I'll go ahead and use both my actions to move towards my target.
Okay. So roll your reactor die, since you are taking the same action twice.
3. I haven't blown up yet.
Nice. All right. So you don't overheat. You make 2 moves, which puts you at this point. So this puts you pretty close to the base of that kind of man-made cliff, that rise. It is now the sniper's turn. They're going to take another shot at you. So go ahead and roll your mobility to avoid.
3. 15. Pretty good.
Awesome. Shot goes wide. It is back to you.
All right, we're going to make another move so I'm in a more close proximity. And then we'll take a system action to take a look around and see if I spot this guy.
Okay, so you're going to move. Right now you're at near range, mm-hmm. probably, to where you think this guy is. So okay. You have to know where you're going to get closer.
Okay, so you need to take a look first, then maybe move.
Yeah, you need systems.
Systems action. I got 10 out of 10. What happens if there's a tie?
Good question. I don't know. I'm just going to let you have it.
Good. All right. Do I see him?
Yeah, so you finally spot him. He is prone just to the side of a warehouse. He's been obscured because there, for some reason, someone planted some trees in an industrial park. But like, he's kind of he had that provided enough cover for him so you didn't spot him immediately. But you can see this mech laid out with an enormous sniper rifle perched up on top of this kind of man-made cliff.
All right. And is he looking at me right now, or is he pointing somewhere else?
Well, he just took a shot at you, although you're moving towards the wall. So if you're like flush pretty close to this wall, if you're flush against it, he can't spot you.
He can't see you. That's nice. So if I'm in cover, if he can't see me, I'm going to go ahead and take my second action, but I'm going to go ahead and try attacking with my rifle. I'm sorry, revolver.
Okay, so you'd be at near range, so that works. You'd have to come back out of cover to do it.
That's fine.
Now, you've already taken one at... You use systems to spot him, but that technically doesn't... I'm not going to count that as an action.
Okay.
So if you want to use another action, you can before you attack.
All right, if I get in close proximity, close range, does that give me advantages to an attack or no?
So if you're using a ranged attack, you roll with disadvantage when you're close.
Okay.
If you're using a melee attack, you have to be close to use it. So if you're at close, you use melee. If you're at near or far, you can use ranged.
Okay, so if I'm attacking with ranged, it's just a standard roll. But if I'm attacking with melee, does that give me any benefits for attacking with my... Because right now I have a dagger that's also a light weapon. I think it also does 1d6 damage.
Sure, yeah. Nope. There's no difference mechanically.
Okay, then why bother moving if I can shoot? Okay, I'll stay here. I'll take a shot.
Okay.
18 out of 10. That's a miss.
Yep.
And let's see here. Another action. No, I don't want to risk that, so we're not going to do that. I am going to go ahead and take another shot, actually.
Okay. You'll have to roll your reactor die after you do.
Yep. 13. Missed again. And reactor die. There it is. I lost it from me.
Let's roll the d4.
I rolled a 4. I still haven't exploded.
Awesome. Overheated.
Yeah.
Exploded. I guess, I mean, we could do it that way. You just explode if your reactor overheats.
Oh, well, I guess there's exaggeration then. That's fine. I'd rather live.
Cool.
Next.
All right, so you're kind of locked in the spell with the sniper. Let me see what he has here. So you see the sniper realizes that he's been spotted. So he gets up and moves... takes a move to move back into far range, still trying to keep an eye on you, and then opens fire again with the sniper rifle, which will give him a damage bonus if he hits you. So go ahead and roll mobility.
Very nice roll. I got a 4 against my 15.
Okay, so his shot again buries itself into a shipping container behind you.
Okay, I'll go ahead and respond with another shot. And there's no penalty for being far, right? I can shoot just as far as I would if I was near. No,
you can shoot just the same. Okay. Just as you're doing that, Mariah comes in over the comms.
Yes.
What's a nickname do you think she'd use for you?
I don't know. I don't think we were that affectionate.
No, you're not, necessarily. Let me think about this.
Scarface. Well, that's too cool and intimidating, so I don't think that works.
Zitz?
Ah, that kind of works.
Zitz, Scarface. Let me think about this. Okay, so here it is. Actually, so Mariah is actually slightly taller than you are, which makes you the shortest member of the team.
Oh.
Hey, Tiny, you take out that sniper yet?
No, give me a moment.
Hurry up, we're taking fire over here.
I heard you. I'll be with you in just a moment.
All right. So you have initiative. What's your move?
Take another shot. And this time I hit. 10 to 10 means I got the shot in.
Yep, we'll call it
1d6 of damage. I got 4.
Awesome. All right. So this sniper who was lining up another shot, you jump out from behind cover. You have your pistol. You train it on and pull the trigger. The bolt lances out and catches the sniper right in the center chest plate. And with that, the sniper ducks behind a building and seems to be retreating. At least that's what you assume.
I'm going to go ahead and take care of him now, because if he's a sniper, I mean, he'll just come back and get us, right? So, Adrian makes a move to pursue him.
So, you want to chase him. How do you follow him? Because right now you're at the base of this wall, basically. You look around, there is a road that leads up, but it's off to your right. And it kind of goes around. So you could try and go straight up this wall, or you could try and follow that road.
Are these things able to climb very fast, or is it kind of slow like any other person would be if they were outside of a mech?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. That's what I was asking. I'm not sure exactly what these things' capabilities are. I mean, I have pretty good mobility, so I assume I'd probably be a little better.
Well, why don't you make me a mobility check, and we'll decide from there.
Okay, let's see if I can do this. I'm going to try climbing up the wall and going straight after him.
Cool.
I got 14 against my 15, so barely made it.
All right, cool. So go ahead, just describe, how did you scale this?
Okay, so I see him go behind that building. I'm sorry. So I watch as my opponent slides right behind this other building up there. And I see this other road going around, and that seems not too much of a direct path. So I size it up, make a charging kind of run, leap, a little bit of a leap there. So it gives me a little bit of a height advantage or a little bit of progress there. Grab onto the wall and start climbing, a little bit Spider-Man-like. Maybe not quite as graceful or good-looking or anything, but it works. And there's some holes left in the wall, and not many people will be happy about that, but I'm doing a public good, right? I'm taking this guy out, so less casualties, maybe some property destruction, but you gotta get it done.
Standard superhero stuff.
Well, soldier, but yeah.
Oh, property destruction is a hallmark of superheroes, I feel like.
Yes.
So you scale the top of the wall, you see him duck behind the building. Are you going to be stealthy about this, or are you charging him?
Oh no, I'm charging him now. If he's on the run, he's not going to be able to line up a shot right now. It takes a little bit of time to, you know, get down and line your gun up and all that. So it's best if I move faster right now. All right,
cool. So you can give me another mobility to try and chase him down, because you see him duck behind this building.
We got 11 out of 15. And yeah, that's a success.
Awesome. So you dash between these warehouses. You're stomping around these buildings. You round the corner, and you see him making a break for it up the road. And I think with your successful mobility check, you can catch him.
Okay, I'm going to break out and run and get after this guy. I pull out my dagger to be ready to take a stab at him.
All right, so the mech turns its head as it's stomping down the streets, and it sees you right behind it. It turns around, and attached at the end of its sniper rifle actually has a bayonet. So it turns to confront you. Go ahead and roll mobility, or actually, you're probably going to use mobility for initiative. I can't see you using systems since it's so high.
15 on 15.
Okay, cool. So you get to act first.
Very good. All right. Am I on close proximity or still near proximity?
You are now close. You are face to face with this giant mech.
Okay. It's time to take a stab then. Let's pull out my dagger. I kind of bring back my right hand, kind of like you would, you know, point it back and moving forward. You see my awkward movement. Obviously,
the motion of stabbing.
Like this. You can see it, Robbie. Can you describe it? Like a, it looks like a flying monkey.
Oh, never mind. For everyone listening, he's not just stabbing. He's swinging his arm around and then stabbing. So I guess he's going to stab him in the side of the face.
No, that's not efficient, but I'm stabbing him. Maybe like this.
Like that?
Like traditional, this. Traditional,
just straightforward.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'll roll my dice now. I need to stop.
Why don't you do that?
I got 3.
Nice. All right, that's a hit.
Very good.
Roll your damage.
4.
Okay, cool. So you guys square off. He's got his bayonet at the ready. Before he can move, you slip in with your super stylish stabbing motion. And where do you bury this knife?
Oh, in the guts.
Straight in the guts. So you do it. You bury it right in his where the abdomen would be on a human. The whole thing is sparking, fluids leaking out, and the you can see the photoreceptors on this mech go dim, and the whole thing just falls backwards on the ground.
I activate my comms and say, "Maria, I took out the sniper. I'm heading your way now. Give me just a moment."
It's about time. Get your butt over here.
I know. I'm out.
All right. So you double back the way you came. You're staying at the top of the cliff. You can see that Mariah, William, and Dylan are pinned behind some shipping crates. There's 4 Mecha from Rise who are flanking them. So they're in cover and they're flanking them, and they're pinned behind some crates back to back with the warehouse. And go give me a systems test.
11 out of 10. I think that's a failure there.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's what you see.
Oh, okay. Nothing else. Okay. Well, I'll get moving.
All right. Awesome. So what's your strategy here? You hop down from the top of this wall, kind of do a cool like sliding maneuver where you're slowing yourself down by gripping by dragging your hand along the rock, and you land gracefully to your feet, and you start dodging and weaving through the shipping containers towards your friends and these terrorist mecha. So what's your strategy here?
It's not gonna be try to hide or anything this time, because obviously they're pinned down. They need to man.
Okay. So here's a... You can probably test mobility and not lose too much speed. I guess if you go for an all-out run, you're making 2 move actions, technically, if you're in structured time. But if you want to do like a stealthy approach, you can go ahead and do that. And we'll just narrate it, you know.
Okay, we'll do a stealthy approach. That's fine. Right. If it makes no difference. I mean, might as well get something out of it.
All right, so you can roll mobility to try and avoid it. Yeah, I'm debating whether to give you disadvantage on this because there's 4 of them watching for you. Yeah, roll with disadvantage.
Ooh, yeah, I got 17.
17?
Yes.
All right, cool. So you are spotted as you approach, and you're trying to... What side do you think you're coming from, left or right?
Left.
Okay, cool. So the 2 mecha on that side spot you, and go ahead and roll your initiative.
Oh, 11 out of 15. That's good.
Awesome. So you get to act first.
Good. At least I got something. Okay, so they're at what distance now? Near, far, distant? How far away are these guys?
You are... I think you are far.
Far. Okay. I'll go and take a shot, and then I'll try and move for cover.
All right, cool.
Oh, actually hit. I got a 6.
Nice. All right.
I'm a little surprised.
Roll your damage.
Let's roll this instead. Oh, I just got 6. Very nice. Full damage.
Excellent. Cool.
So I'm coming up on the left, and they spot me. They start moving towards me, away from the others, and I've accomplished part of my goal. At least they're no longer pinned down quite as much, but I'd rather not be dead. I mean, that would be nice. So mm-hmm. I pull off a shot, aim it, and it hits them right, not quite the leg, but got above the leg, almost in the gut area. I would rephrase it, groin. No. Anyways, I think you know what I mean.
Cool. All right. So you deal 4 points of damage. It's reduced to... Yeah, its health is majorly reduced.
Okay.
So good. The other mecha that's standing nearby turns on you. It pulls out its submachine gun.
Sorry, quick thing.
Yes.
I had a second action, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, let me get into cover then.
All right, cool. Yeah, cool. All right, I'm not going to make you roll for that. You duck behind some crates. So the mecha that you hit stays put behind its cover, and the second mecha moves towards you and then fires. So go ahead and roll with advantage since you're in cover.
Okay. Oh, nice. Glad I did that. I got a 9.
Awesome. Okay. So its shot goes wide.
Good.
In the meantime, your comrades are still engaged in a firefight with the remaining two mechs. Seeing a break, I'm just going to go ahead and narrate this since but Mariah sees one of the mechs get hit and duck back undercover. And so she comes out from behind cover and charges the two mechs on the right, the flank that you did not attack. And so let's go ahead and roll. So she has an ability where called Charging Strike, so she can make a move and then attack. And so I guess she'll do that. She'll move into close range to one of these recruit mechs and fire. 11, that's a hit. So she rolls her damage, which, is a d8. Look at that. Very nice. Oh, she rolled a 1. Mariah, what are you doing? So her blow is more like a glancing blow off of its armor.
Oh, okay.
We have got... So... All right, cool. So that means that Dylan is also next. He follows Mariah. No, actually. So Dylan's turn is next. He is sitting behind cover, and he pulls out. He has his heavy ranged gun, and he fires at one of these recruits that is in cover. So he rolls with disadvantage. 16. That does not hit because he has an 11. And now it's the other remaining recruit mecha. The first one opened. Actually, I think both of them would probably attack Mariah since she jumped out of the cover. 18 and 1. All right, so that one missed, and the 1 is a critical hit. So that means that they would roll. They'd make a roll, and then they would double the damage, which in this case is a d4 since she's at close range. So she takes another 4 points of damage.
Ah! That one hit pretty hard.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Take out those other mechs.
Of course. We're on it.
Actually, you know what? Okay, never mind. Scrap that. So it's Dylan's turn. What's Dylan gonna do? Dylan is in the Titan. I'm sorry, not Dylan. William, crap. So it's William's turn. He has a... does he have... I think he has the ability to restore health. So I think what he'll do is he's going to run up to Mariah and use... Oh, excuse me. He's going to use his ability to heal her. As a use action, reduce your AP by 1 to restore 2 health to a close mech. So he's going to use his first move to move into range of Mariah, and then he's going to use his quick fix. He's going to spend an armor point and add 2 to her HP. So she's back up to 6. So he runs over, kind of pulls her mech down into a kneeling position, and does some quick repair work on the armor to her shoulder, and then stands up.
That'll hold for a little bit. You need to be more careful.
Yeah, careful's my middle name.
We all know that's not true.
All right, back to you.
All right. How is the one I hit already? How is that one faring? Is it still standing?
Heavily damaged. Heavily damaged?
Heavily damaged,
yeah, okay. Yeah, it's heavily damaged.
Okay. Let's see here. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take a shot at the heavily damaged one and hopefully finish it off.
Okay. This one is in cover, so you roll with disadvantage. Unless you move in such a way that you become... unless you move to flank it, basically. You move out of cover and it's exposed.
We'll go ahead and move out of cover. I'll go ahead and try to flank this guy.
Okay.
So, I move over to the side there. Probably gain sight on it. Pull out my revolver and take another shot. Oh, I rolled a 1. I believe that's a critical, correct?
Yep, so that will deal double damage. So roll your die and then double it.
I rolled a 6. That is going to do 12 damage. A little bit of overkill there.
Nice. So where do you hit this thing so that it because I picture what happens is it probably explodes if we're talking
overkill. Oh, yes, it explodes. It needs to at least explode. So we're going to hit it right... Oh, gosh. I don't know exactly what the design of this thing looks like. You have to tell me if there's a particular critical spot.
Sure. Why don't you describe where the reactor core would be?
It's going to be on the lower back.
Okay.
And so it's going to be a little bit, maybe a little more than halfway down the back.
Okay.
There's going to be a little spot there where the reactor core is. And that's the spot, as it's kind of turning its back slightly towards... where Adrian ends up, he manages to pull off a shot that he wasn't intending to hit quite there. He was intending to hit him to the side, but he moved just a little bit right way, and that shot ended up glancing right onto the reactor, and kaboom.
Awesome. The whole thing goes up in smoke, and I feel like it's probably a spot where the armor had already been chipped away at. Okay. Which explains how you're able to destroy it. But boom, that recruit is done for. All right. So now it's the rest of the mech's turns. The one who is nearby, who's still in cover, takes another shot at you. Mm-hmm. So roll your mobility.
13 out of 15.
Okay. The shot goes wide. There's one mech that's still engaged with Mariah, and so it attacks her with a 17, which is a miss. And then the second mech from cover fires its submachine gun, also at Mariah, and misses that one too. Boy, these mechs are not rolling great. So top of the turn, it's Mariah. Let's see. She has an ability called Crippling Damage. Let me see what that does really quick. Mariah just got done getting patched up by William, and she immediately lunges forward, brandishing her laser axe, and tries to bury it in this mecha that's standing at close range to her. 18. Crap, dang it. She just whiffs it again. The axe goes wide. The mecha moves out of the way of her attack. Dylan is still back there behind cover, and he opens fire on this same mecha that she's engaged with. He rolls an 8, which is a hit. Nice. So we get to roll a d6. That's a 1. Come on. For his second action, he's going to attack again, so I'll roll his reactor die. It's a 4. So his reactor die, nothing happens there. And then he rolls a second attack against the same target. 5! That is a hit. Roll for damage. He rolled another 1. That's literally the third one that this guy has been hit with. Oh, wait. Whoops. Oh, no. Hold on. I've been doing my math wrong. Both of those were supposed to add two. So the deal with heavy weapons is they add two to your roll. So okay. It's hard to hit. But they also add two to damage.
Oh, okay.
So that should have been four damage that was removed. So instead of seven, there we go. Down to three.
Oh, good.
Nice. All right, where are we in the turn order? Because it should be all your teammates just went, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably those with initiative did.
Okay, cool. So this mecha that's engaged with... let me flip to it really quick. Okay. This mecha that is engaged with Mariah pauses for a second. And so normally the way mecha work is if you're communicating with each other, you use comms. You also have a mode where you can broadcast. It's like a loudspeaker on your mecha.
Okay.
You can speak that way.
Yep.
So this Rise mecha that's standing toe-to-toe with Mariah, his loudspeaker crackles to life, and he goes,
"All of you are pathetic, serving the corrupt officials in these world governments, kowtowing to the Autobots. You make me sick."
And he lunges forward with his shield and tries to bash her with it, and it is a... Well, hold on. It's a hit. So he rolls his damage. She takes, another 4 points. So he lunges forward with the shield and bashes her and knocks her backwards. You can tell that Mariah is not doing well at this point.
Rise is going to take all of you down.
Adrian winces at this. Not because it was threatening or anything, just that the plan words wasn't very tactful. But that's not of concern right now. He needs to deal with the other accessory over here. He turns, takes a look to see where the other enemy was, and takes a look, finds him, and he gets ready to make his move.
All right, cool. So this is the mech that you've... Let's see, hold on. So we're down to three mechs left.
Mm-hmm. I should have one that's undamaged on my side.
Yes, that's correct. So there's one that is in cover at near range.
Okay. If it's still in cover, I'm going to move so I actually can see it, flank it as you would.
Okay.
Okay.
So now you're at, you're moving, you're in near range. Okay. Do you want to stay at near range or do you want to move to close range?
Either way, as long as I'm able to flank it to some extent.
Okay,
that's whichever one you think makes more sense.
It's your call. They have submachine guns, which are a near range weapon, and then they have a shield bash option, which is melee.
We'll go ahead and get close range then with my dagger.
All right, cool.
I move up on this other mech, and again close range. And I'm going to try stabbing it with my dagger. Let's go and roll for that. Got 10. I hit.
Awesome. Go ahead and roll your damage.
6. Very nice.
Excellent. So that brings it down to 2. So you solidly, you take out your knife again, and this mech is surprised, taken by surprise that you charged it, and as it's turning, you take your knife and you plunge it into through the chest plate, probably narrowly missing the pilot. The whole thing is sparking and everything, and you pull the knife back out. This mech is still on its feet, but it's badly hurt.
Good.
So, back to the top of the round. So that means that, let's see. So we have Mariah, we have Dylan, and we have William. Mm-hmm. So, William moves forward in his mech, and he pulls out an ion flail. So, here's what happens. So, William in the dark green mech has been kind of watching all this unfold. He steps forward, pulling out his iron flail, and he's walking up to this mech that was boasting and just injured Mariah. And he says,
"Shut up."
And then rolls his attack. It's a 17, so it misses. So he brings his flail around this way. The mech has to step out of the side to avoid damage. Right behind him is Dylan, who has his heavy gun. He opens fire on this mech. His first shot misses, so he's going to roll his reactor die and fire again. His second shot is an 8 to 11, which means that it hits. So he rolls his damage against this mech. And that is 2, 3, 4, which is enough to destroy it. So what that looks like is William steps forward, shut up, brings his flail down. The mech steps to the side, and Dylan raises his heavy gun and just blasts it to smithereens, and the whole thing just falls over backwards and crashes to the ground, crushing a couple of crates behind it.
Well, it worked.
The other two mech, seeing one of their members fall, do a quick calculation of the battlefield, and they decide that it's not worth the effort. So they turn and start to retreat. The one who is undamaged, like, comes out from behind cover and starts moving his mech away. And the one that was engaged with you tries to break away. You can roll, since it's moving out of close range, you get to roll an attack of opportunity.
Okay, we're definitely taking that.
Okay.
Okay, so I pull out the revolver.
In this case, you'd have to use melee.
Oh, I have to use melee. Oh, yeah. That's fine, either way.
And you roll just one.
Just one? D20. Okay,
don't have you advantage. Don't get advantage or anything. It's just, yeah, okay. It's just a straight up for it. Roll.
18. I missed pretty badly there.
Okay, cool. So he scoots out of the way, and they're in full retreat. Mariah's, you turn and look, and Mariah's mech is just kind of a sparking mess. Dylan walks up to her and goes,
"Well, that went well."
"Shut up, Dylan."
"Come on, Mariah, you have to be more careful about this. You're going to get yourself killed. You charge into danger with no heed or concern for your own safety."
"You know what? It worked. You guys got my back, right?"
"Well, yes, we do, but that does put stress on us, doesn't it?"
"Tah, whatever."
So you all are standing there outside the warehouse. So you guys are standing outside the warehouse. The two mechs are in retreat. Before you guys can decide what to do, you hear the thrum of helicopter blades overhead. You look up to see a large military-style helicopter approaching. And as it's flying overhead, the vehicle transforms, and what lands in front of you is a enormous Decepticon.
"Mariah, William, you're seeing this? It's a Decepticon. We need to get back up."
The Decepticon straightens up. Its coloring is like the kind of the military green. And from its face, it has piercing red eyes. And this thing is bristling with weapons. And it steps forward and says,
"You humans have something that I want. Surrender the cargo, and no one gets hurt."
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Roll Out. I'm currently planning to release a new episode every 2 weeks, so if you want to hear more of the show, stay tuned. My name is Robert Kerr, and I'll see you next time.